And like, we were all 15 and 16 in that class. Like, everybody wanted a car. There were some kids in that class that were going to have nicer cars, I guess. Maybe not everyone wanted that exact car, but most people would want that. But literally everybody but me missed that opportunity. They weren't paying attention. They didn't see, even though it was right in front of everyone, they didn't see it. And that's what Simeon's saying. Like, in the view of all nations, here's your salvation. But Simeon's the one that gets it. Simeon and Anna, if you read a little bit further, they're the ones that get it. Most people miss it. And if you want to have hope in your life, you're going to have to see Jesus when most people don't see Jesus. You're going to have to hold on to the promises that God's given you, and you're going to have to look for Jesus. Let's look at the final kind of statement from Simeon in this song. Here he describes what Jesus is going to do. He says, "A light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." What is he saying here? Again, he's ahead of the curve for understanding what was Jesus all about. He's got two types of people here. People of Israel are Jewish people who at that point are the people closest to God. They know the most about God. And then he also talks about Gentiles, people far from God. I don't think it's a stretch to say today we can talk about these same two types of groups. If you're here today and you feel really, really far away from God, whether it's because of what you just recently did or the way you've been living for decades, you feel like, I'm so far from God and I somehow wound up at this church today, but I don't feel close to Him. I'm not acting close to Him. Jesus has a role for you. And Simeon told us about it. He says Jesus' role, if you're far away from God, is to be a light for revelation. This analogy gets picked up a whole lot in the Gospels and onward, that Jesus came as a light, and we can choose to be in His light. That's an option that Jesus gives us. He went as far as He could go and still respect you as a person. Like, He came as close to you as He could come, and now you have to open the last door. You have to say, like, yeah, Jesus, I want to be in the light. I want to come out of the darkness. I want to stop hiding all this junk in my life. I want to stop hiding these things I'm ashamed of. I want to come out where it's obvious I need to change. If you're willing to come out and say, like, I need to change, here's all of me, Jesus. Here's the real truth about me. I need your help. Jesus is here to show you the way. He's here to be your light of revelation, to say, like, this is how you get right with God. This is how you live a healthy life from top to bottom. That's what salvation means. Salvation means like whole, healthy, like the way it's meant to be. If you're here today, no matter how far away you are from God, if you're here today and you come to Him and say, like, God, I want to do it your way, Jesus. I need your help. Then He'll make you into a healthy brother or sister, into a healthy kid of your family, into a healthy dad of your kids or a healthy mom of your kids. He'll make you into what you're meant to be. You'll hand things over to Him. What's the second statement here? The glory for your people Israel. If you're here today and you're like, I've been reading my Bible all week, my Jesus is calling, is falling apart, or whatever, you know, like, you think of yourself as someone who's one of God's people, you're doing actions that glorify Jesus, hopefully, this is what He says should be true about you. Jesus should be your glory. Glory is not something we think about a lot, but maybe it is, I don't know. But typically with glory, it's somebody says, like, oh yeah, when I get this, then I'm going to jump up and cheer. Then I'm going to jump up and say, like, yeah, this is awesome. Is Jesus, what He's done for you and your connection with Him, is that the thing you're striving for? Is that the thing that you feel is most important in your life? Because for some of us, we feel like, oh, I checked the box for Jesus, and now I'm really pouring myself into paying off my mortgage or into getting free from probation or whatever it is. You know, like, if your focus is one of those other things, then your glory isn't Jesus. But He's saying that if you have the right relationship with God, then your glory, like the thing that you celebrate in, the thing that's your focus, that's your goal in life, should be your connection with Jesus and what he's done for you. That's the thing that you brag about. That's the thing that excites you the most in life. So the last thing, if we're going to have hope in our life, well, then if you need to come to Jesus and say, I need you to show me the way, and I want my life to be about you. And that sounds very like, oh, that's how you start with God. That's how you go anywhere with God. Anywhere you want to go with God involves you today saying, Jesus, I need your help, and I want my life to be about you. So I want us to go back to the Simeon guy as we think about hope. Think about these three things we talked about that Simeon, I think, had in his life. If you want hope in your life, first thing we talked about is he took hold of what God told him. He took hold of the promises that God had given him. He didn't doubt them. He waited for them, and he was confident when they got there. Remember I made you think, like, what's the promise you need to hold on to this week? Honestly, there's hundreds of promises in the Bible, and maybe God's told you a lot of things. But start with something this week and say, I'm going to hold on to Jesus telling me that, like, I don't need to worry about my next meal or about my clothes. Like, as long as I'm doing the right thing with him, he's going to take care of me. Maybe it's something different. If you look in the Bible, he'll show you something to hold on to. Second thing we talked about with hope is this idea of, you know, don't miss out on the free car. You know, like, see the thing that's right in front of you. More on point, see the person who's right in front of you. Jesus is going to do something this week within your eyesight. It's going to happen. Are you going to see it when it happens? Are you going to see, like, God is working right there and I get to come over and help him work? Or are you going to be stuck in your own busyness or playing some app on your phone or whatever? You know, I'll be like, is Jesus going to walk right by and you're going to miss it? Or is he going to walk right by and you think, like, I don't have time for that? You're going to be open to seeing Jesus. The final thing that's going to build hope in you is if you'd say each day this week, Jesus, be my light. And Jesus, be my glory. Be the thing I'm after. So today, Derek and Sienna are coming up. It's our time of response. But as we're getting moving towards the Christmas season, hope is our first step. Hope clears the way in your heart for you to actually have faith. If you know those promises, you're holding on to them, it's going to build your faith. Once your faith is growing, like, that's the foundation of love. Like, hope and faith, like, prop up our ability to love. So we'll have several folks up front. You can respond however you want to, but take advantage of this time to say, this is how I'm going to grow in hope this week. Let's pray. Jesus, I thank you for Simeon and his testimony to us so long ago. And I thank you that there's many other fresh testimonies here in this room today. Help us this week, Lord, to hold on to your promises. Help us this week to see you when you're working. Help us this week to open up to your light, to make you our glory. In your name we pray. Amen.